I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Heather DeBailey from Catskill and Iowa 80 Group joins us right now. Heather, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Eric?
You know, I'm doing well. It seems like it's been a whole month or more since I've seen you.
About 6 weeks, maybe.
Exactly. The Jamboree went very well. We had a little rain, had a storm come through, so the Kentucky Headhunters did not get to finish their set. They wanted to.
Oh, they did. They did. But that darn lightning just wouldn't stop.
You know, that annoying lightning.
and they were going to, they were still playing in the rain. And
they
then
were.
That big bolt of lightning struck across the interstate.
Yeah.
And I was standing to the side of the stage and the band looked over and they just said, nope.
Nope. Exactly.
I couldn't blame them for that.
Yeah, sure. But maybe one day we'll have them back at the Jamboree or something.
They want to come back, so hopefully we can get something worked out.
Yeah, great guys. And it was a great event nonetheless. We had a great turnout. Really great turnout this year.
Nearly 43,000 people.
Yeah, and we're going to talk in a minute about next year's event because there's a huge anniversary.
It is.
Which means cake.
It does mean cake.
It means a big cake, probably.
It means cake and some other fun stuff that I can't tell you yet.
Oh, this
so everyone will just have to stay tuned.
Oh,
we'll feed bits and pieces throughout the year.
We're just going to leave a trail of crumbs, and it'll go all the way up to the Jamboree. So let's talk. What's the latest with Catskill? Of course, there's the app is in full play.
We have the Weigh My Truck app, and we're just here at the show, we've been so many drivers stopping by the booth and saying, you are the best for creating this app, and it's saving them so much time.
You know, I can't imagine. It almost makes it seem like the days before the app were really kind of archaic, if you think about it, right?
Well, and we laugh because we had a driver come up yesterday and say, why didn't you come up with this sooner? And I'm like, Well, you know, it was really hard to do this on a flip phone back in the day.
It really was.
We kind of had to wait for the technology.
Landline phones did not have apps, unfortunately.
We had to get some young smart people in, that knew how to make this stuff.
Exactly. The best we could do back then was those little tubes at the bank that would, use suction to take your money. It really is, I think, a great leap forward for drivers. Obviously, it's so convenient. Not only convenient in terms of the time savings, but how they can pay and everything else.
Oh, everything is just seamless. And, literally, you're on the scale, payment process, see your weights in 60 seconds.
Right. Well, let's talk about the Iowa 80. There's a lot going on there. You guys are ever expanding. There's a lot of work that's always going on there. What's the latest work being done right now?
Well, we just finished our big expansion and remodel in the food court and the store area. And we actually, right before the Jamboree, we paved another 100 parking spaces.
Wow.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of Facebook comments from drivers about when are you going to put in a shuttle.
Exactly.
I just figured that's kind of like a fitness program, isn't it? You park far away, and you walk to the building, and you get your steps in for the day.
You get your steps in for the day, so put on your tennis shoes. And the good word is that there's plenty of parking.
There is definitely plenty of parking.
Yeah.
Yes, we're nearing 1,000 spaces now, so...
Yeah.
So that's nice for drivers. They know that if they're anywhere near Iowa 80, there'll always be a place to park.
Now, you guys are putting in a new sign over one of the entrances?
We are. Our new expansion that we did with the food court, we've got a new sign on its way.
So
I'll be excited to see what that turns out to be. It requires a big crane, so it'll be impressive. And we'll put some pictures on our Facebook page and... That'll
Excellent.
Be nice.
Excellent. And, something that I was able to – we had a great event. The TA folks had a great event earlier this year before the Jamboree at the museum. And it was such a cool setup, for that event. And I think the Citizen Driver program and project has been so great over the years. But having it at the Iowa 80 was very special because we had it inside the museum. And it was just so great being surrounded by all these cool displays. And the lighting was really cool, too. But for those who haven't been to the museum, what can you tell us?
Well, if you haven't been to the museum, it really is something that you need to experience. And over 100 trucks on display.
Yeah.
Running from 1910, with steel wheels and wooden pegs for traction.
Wow.
All the way up into the early 60s trucks.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some trucks there that it may be the only one still in existence.
Wow. Wow.
And there are other trucks there that you look at and think, huh, I wonder what that designer was thinking.
Right.
I'm thinking of the Ryder. There, we have a Ryder Paymaster.
Yeah.
And I believe there were only 16 ever made. And, and when you see it, you'll understand
you'll know why.
There's no driver in the world that would want to drive that ugly thing. So, you know, you have some of that, you know, those unique things. We have a 1930 Ford snowmobile. That was actually used by the post office. And when I say snowmobile, there are skis on the front of this truck.
Wow.
So, and tracks on the back. So when they were delivering the mail, I mean, it was rain, sleet, snow.
Wow.
And they were taking it up in the mountains to try to deliver mail to people.
Wow, that's so cool.
And we have a 1911 Walker electric truck, electric. So,
you know, some people
over
think
100 years
exactly.
ago.
Some people think that's a new thing, but no. I mean, it's they were trying all different sources of power back in the day.
Absolutely. And, you know, people ask, well, then how come, you know, we didn't keep up with electric? Well, let's think about, you know, 1911, only the major cities even had electricity. Rural areas didn't get electricity until the end of the 30s.
Right. Yeah.
So you had this, you know, great idea at the time.
Right.
That just couldn't, it wasn't sustainable because you couldn't, you had no place to charge.
Right.
But this particular truck was actually used in downtown Chicago by Bowman Dairy, and they delivered milk to schools and hospitals and restaurants.
Wow.
So it was pretty cool. And I did a little more research on Walker electric trucks, and actually in downtown Chicago in the early 20s, at the time it was Marshall Field and Company.
Right.
Had an entire fleet of these little electric trucks that delivered packages throughout the city.
Wow.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah. And, you know, because we really don't think that there was, I guess a lot of people don't know that there was that kind of forward thinking back then.
Right.
That, look, if you could just charge with a battery, you could get back, you could recharge this vehicle and get it back out there on the route, you know, the next day.
Right. And I will say we have come a long way as far as the size of the battery.
Right.
This has an entire cabinet under the truck that holds 12 huge wet cell batteries that are just massive.
Enormous. Yeah. Right. But they, you know, the idea was, you know, get the job done. Right.
Right.
I mean, it's what they had at the time. That was the technology
then. And it was, you could go 50 miles on a charge. So
that's pretty good. I mean, if you talk about those routes inside of a city, you know, the urban setting back then, any of those routes, that would be, I guess, plenty charged to get them
for the day. Yeah.
You know, for them.
So I invite everybody. I mean, if you can make it to the museum, it's great. It's a great history lesson.
Yeah.
It's a celebration of trucking's history.
Yeah.
There are other different artifacts. There are old gas pumps. There are old signs from oil companies and trucking companies. And, there's a movie theater that shows films, old film footage of trucking.
Right.
And it's free admission.
Yeah. So
just come and enjoy.
Bring the kids too. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
Open every day through Labor Day?
Open every day through Labor Day. And then after Labor Day, we're open Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can check the website, iowa80truckingmuseum.com, and just you can look up the hours.
And there's some work at the in terms of the service center. We have something to announce. What's going on at Kenley and their service center?
Kenley 95. They're going to be building a new expanded service center there. So we're excited about that. So plans are underway, and hopefully work will begin on that soon.
Yeah.
And also at Iowa 80, we're going to remodel the fuel center.
Wow.
So, I mean, we took a couple weeks off after the jamboree before we started another project. But, you know, there's no rest for us. That's
exactly.
For sure.
That's right. The 40th anniversary for the Walcott Truckers Jamboree next year is going to be big. Going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
You know,
I want it to be huge.
Exactly. And it is. I mean, 40 years is amazing. But then, you know, I mean, you think of the history, what has happened in that 40 years. To think that I've been associated with trucking officially for more than half of that is, well, first of all, makes me want to take a nap. But beyond that, it's just amazing to look at all that has really progressed, even in, you know, the 20 years, you know, 21 years that I've been doing this job. It's pretty amazing, you know, and so for this to be the 40th is really cool. So it's going to be a big deal. We can't say too much yet, right?
No. I mean, we're planning all kinds of fun things. We just want to get the word out that it's going to be the 40th. It's going to be a big deal. So if you can mark that on your calendar now, we're talking July 11th, 12th, and 13th of 2019.
Yep.
You know, block that out because it's going to be a good time.
Going to be a big deal. So make sure you, and again, check the website for more details as the updates come along. You guys will be posting that. And on social as well, right?
Right, absolutely.
Great. Heather DeBailey, always great talking to you. We'll let you get back to the show here in Dallas, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.